Welcome to Thinking Aloud. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com. 1 John 1, 5-8 says this, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim it to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." See, it's interesting when you look at this that the message that is being given here in 1 John is the fact that God has no darkness in him at all. When you become one who is in the presence of God, you see things the way they are. Often we think that God is like us rather than us trying to be like him. We have opinions, though we think God has an opinion. God really doesn't have an opinion, and we need to never think that way. See, in order to have an opinion, you have to have a perspective, and God doesn't have perspective. When God sees something, he sees it clearly. He's light. When he sees something, he knows whether it's right or wrong. You and I can have debates until we're blue in the face, and we still don't know whether it's right or wrong, but God does know whether it's right or wrong. He not only sees the actions that are taking place, he sees the heart of man, the purpose behind the actions. And we never have that privilege. We can say that we think we have that privilege, and that's because we like stealing the attributes of God and making them ours, when we can't really do that because we'll be frustrated trying to do that. See, the message is pretty simple. What they have investigated, if you look at the first few verses, what they have carefully investigated, their conclusion is very simple here. God is a God of light. He knows what truth is. He exposes what truth is. And we can never come to God saying, "God, that's a nice opinion you have, but let me fill you in on something and why this happened or how this happened." When we do that, we have to realize that we're trying to convince God of something, and we don't need to do that because he's not one of us. He's God. And from the very beginning, when we're talking to him or doing something, he sees it as it really is. He sees it as we do it with the motive that we do it with. And one day we will stand before him and be accountable for that. It does go on here to say that we have to understand, in the light of that, all people are sinful people. And that is why Jesus came to this earth, to die on the cross, to pay the price of sin, which is really separating us from God. And because of God's love, we have the choice of trusting Christ or not. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.org.